Hello everybody, this is English for You, the program that helps you improve your English, hone your listening skills, and sharpen your speaking skills, and improve and enrich your vocabulary. A very warm welcome to the studio. I have Fazekas Kata. Have you noticed that you have a beautiful name in English, Kate Potter?
Yes.
How are you doing, Kate?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Szabolcs. How are you doing? Your name is Varga Szabolcs,
yes,
again. Szabolcs?
In English, too.
Szabolcs, cobbler or shoemaker. Very nice name.
Very
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Victoria. The same story. Szabó, Victoria or Victoria?
Taylor.
Taylor, right. How are you doing, Victoria?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Nestle, Victor. Now, I've got a trouble here. I can't really translate it.
Victor Nestle.
Victor Nestle, thank you very much. Good. So, what's up, Victor?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. And today's special guest is Ákos.
Hi there.
You also have a nice name in English, right?
I don't think it's nice. It's Smith, you know.
Smith?
Nothing special.
Right. Ákos is a pop star, a songwriter, a poet, an actor, and
who knows what else?
And last but not least, an ex-Fazekas student.
That's right.
So that's why I'm asking you, would you just go back a couple of years in time and picture the good old alma mater? Did you have a favorite spot there?
I'm not sure about this, but I, funnily enough, I liked to go to school. I used to love it. You like that idea, don't you? I mean, we used to like going there. We had, I had so many friends there, and we still keep in touch with most of them. So, fond memories. Just like all, you know, 34-year-olds about their high school.
So you have very nice memories.
Great time. You have very nice ones.
Very, very nice memories. Now, I would like you to talk about your afternoons. You are very conscientious students, I know, because I've been teaching you for a couple of years. But besides studying hard, what else do you do in the afternoons? How do you spend your afternoon? And I'm not interested in your studying right now. Kata.
I usually read or draw or go running or... Well, I would like to sleep, but I can't because in the light, I just can't keep my eyes shut.
But you're at home.
Yes.
Right, Szabolcs, besides studying.
I try to exploit these high school times or secondary school times. We go with my friends to restaurants, pubs, or playing pool, or playing darts in a club or something. That's my favorite afternoon activity.
Don't these guys have homeworks to do?
Well, that's what I've asked. Besides doing, they are very, conscientious. They are very nice students. But besides that, they have just a little time right after.
Tiny little time to go to pubs.
Fine. And play pool. Right.
Not in my time though. But okay. Envy you, really.
We're gonna check on this because this is going to be a clip, and this is going to be. A short clip from a drama, from a play, and I wonder if you can come up with the name of the author. So would you roll the tape, please?
Szahar!
Menjen! Szép dolog megint!
Right, so a very unusual, a very weird play. Can you come up with the author? The name of the author? Dead silence in the studio. May I turn to you, Ákos?
Skips my mind too, but it's King Gubu, isn't it?
King Gubu and Alfred Jarry.
Alfred Jarry, yeah.
And I think you did something at school, didn't you? You staged it, or my memory is failing? I mean, I was told that...
Well, so does mine, so I remember there was something concerning King Ubu, and we staged a part of it, and I was playing director, rather than being director. and we staged it with the class,
Because you said that you were a very conscientious student and studying all the time.
Did but I
besides,
say that? I
besides this, I mean, you directed this play, if I remember.
We directed the part, I directed and we staged with my classmates a part of the play.
And
yes.
did you choose this play or somebody else chose this play, or you can't remember?
I'm not sure. I might have been part of the decision by myself.
Okay, thank you very much. Your English lesson, your first English lesson. Victoria, do you remember your first English lesson?
Oh, yes, it was a teacher came in looking very similar as you do, just like as if it had been you. And he said he started speaking English and everybody looked kind of surprised. And then he drew 10 points on the blackboard and he said 10 red points are 5.
That's what I said?
Yeah. And then we all introduced ourselves, I remember.
Good. So it was a nice memory.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm very happy.
So you could introduce yourselves?
Oh, no. I mean, we just said my name is this and that.
Right.
So.
But everything was in English?
Yeah, that's right. So we were pretty surprised, but it went. Like,
good. Do you remember, Victor, your first English lesson?
It was in kindergarten. And the only thing I remember that I learned the word fish, because my sign in kindergarten was fish.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, there's going to be a person, a vaguely familiar guy.
Good friend of mine.
A good friend of yours.
Jamie Winchester.
Yeah. How did you meet him?
I met him in the studio, TomTom Recording Studios, where we used to record our albums. He's a great musician, good friend of mine, of Irish and Hungarian origin. Superb musician, superb guitar player.
Yes,
and we also wrote together a couple of songs.
We had him on the show, and we were talking about you.
Jesus.
So just listen to this, what Jamie said about you. So would you just roll the tape, please? So, English songs, mm-hmm. I mean, songs in English, and he wrote the lyrics, the words for a pop song. Mm-hmm. I mean, did he show you the lyrics for a sort of checking or sort of help?
No, never. He would never need to. And as I mentioned to you before, I mean, I write lyrics in English as well. Akos writes much better lyrics than I do in English.
I know. It must be that Akos used to be a Fosico student, so that
it's
must
probably
be the
something
answer.
That you taught him, didn't you?
No, I did not, but I know his English is excellent.
No, it is. He really, really speaks very, very good English, and he concentrates on lyric writing a lot, so he turned it into an art form, and he does it very well in English and in Hungarian.
Yes.
I'm blushing. Can you see that?
Yes, I can see that. And my question is, do you remember your first English lesson, by the way?
Oh, my God. I used to go to a private teacher, and I used to be pretty unsuccessful for 2 years whilst learning English. And I can remember my first very fond memory about learning English, and that was in this little language camp that used to be Morcibanyitér. I don't know if I can say this, but that's where it happened. And there was this group with which we learned these kindergarten songs and all that. And in the end, it lasted for a fortnight, and in the end the teacher said, I have a peach in my hand, and I'm going to give the peach to the person who showed the single most advance during that time. Who advanced the most during the time of the camp? That was me. So it was a big, big success for me. I was, I think, 8 or 10 years old.
Nice story. Do you think you are a natural? A natural is somebody who is good at doing something without having to put a lot of energy into it. Like, are you a natural in English?
I do put a lot of energy.
Have you had to put a lot of energy into it?
I do put a lot of energy into what I do, but I'm not a professional by professional standards, so I'm rather a natural than a pro, I think.
And is it natural for you to write lyrics in English?
Oh, it is, yes. It comes as second nature, yes.
Yes, so it doesn't really matter whether you write in Hungarian or in English?
It does matter, because I weigh my words more when I write in Hungarian. It's a lot lighter experience. It's less stark, if you like.
Right, okay. I have this word. How would you pronounce this word? Would you help me? You can join in, Akos.
So.
So, is it the only way to pronounce this word?
So.
This is a very tricky. This is a very tricky word because this is a homograph. So basically, it is two words. Because if you say so, it means that you have some seeds in your hand and you scatter the seeds in the ground so that plants will grow. But if you say sow, it's a fully grown female pig.
Oh my God, yes.
And I'm going to have a couple of words like this, and I would like you, Akos, to join in.
No, you're really testing me. Okay.
So a couple of homographs. You can choose the first one.
This one.
Right?
Oh yeah, this one's easy.
Thanks.
Right, here we go.
Thank you.
And I'm going to read out the definition, and if you have the word, would you just put up your hand? Now the first is, a drop of salty liquid that flows from your eye when you are crying.
That's tear.
And can you come up with another?
Tear. Tear means to take a piece of
liquid
into.
You can demonstrate.
No, I don't want to.
you can. Tear it up. Excellent. Thank you very much. Excellent.
You're
good.
Welcome.
Now, the next one is moving air.
Here we go. Wind.
Excellent. Can you come up with
wind.
Another?
Wind.
What does that mean?
When you wind something up.
For example, an alarm clock.
Can
you show it?
Of course. Or you could wind this up as well.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah, you can wind something up. Excellent. This is a rat point.
Thank you.
Ten rat points is a five. So good.
Part of the gang now?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. A soft, heavy, easily melted, grayish-blue metal.
That's mine. It's lead.
Excellent, Kota. Say it again.
Lead.
And could you come up with the other one?
Lead.
What does that mean? Do you want me to help you?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Go in front of a group of people to show the way to lead.
Lead a group.
In the pocket. Bend the upper part of your body.
It's bow.
Very good. Bow. Can you come up with the other?
Perhaps? It's a bow and it's a piece of, not cloth, but you can put it in your hair. I think
you want to say bow tie.
Yes, but there are bows which are, no, so they are in the hair.
Okay, I think that what you have in mind is a bow tie, but also a weapon for shooting arrows.
Bow and arrows.
Excellent. We have the last one, so it's going to be easy. A line of people or things.
Must be this.
Say it.
Row?
No, the other one.
Row.
I confused you. Row. And what is the other one?
The quarrel.
Say it again.
Quarrel.
An angry quarrel between two family. And say it, a family?
Row.
Family row. Excellent, no problem. Good. You go home and you practice this, okay? Good. We're going to have the title of one of Akos's song. Can you say it now? Yes.
Do we bow?
Do we bow?
There we go.
You agree?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Good. And we're going to have the first verse. And
shall I read it out?
Yeah, would you be so kind as to read
Suffer from greed and look for more. Try to get higher, try to get by. Live your life without prayer. Easy, like the catcher in the rye.
Right. So greed, and you can see that some of the verbs are highlighted, like greed, a strong desire to have more money, to have more possession.
Everything. Yes. More than you need.
More than you need, and that's very important. More than you need. That's greed. But also there's another thing. Easy, like the catcher in the rye. Does it ring a bell? The catcher in Victoria.
Yes, it's J.D. Salinger has written a book
that's
on
right.
this with the same title. And it's very nice, and I think the whole story illustrates very well what the expression means.
Right, it's about a teenager, right? Mm-hmm. Holden Caulfield. Have you read the book?
Of course. That was one of my cult books. It was a cult book when Salinger wrote it, and it was a cult book in the late 70s. I don't know if it still is, but it used to be a cult book in my time.
So that was a literary reference to Salinger's book.
Also the title is.
Right, The Catcher in the Rye. The Catcher in the Rye. Good.
Explain it later. Do We Bow is also a literary reference.
Right, okay, thank you very much. Now comes the second verse.
Or set out on this journey with me. Tired of all the lies, milk and honey overdose in the world of artificial smiles.
The land of milk and honey. Again, it's an imaginary place where there's plenty of food and no problems. and artificial smiles. Guys, look at me, will you? And give me an artificial smile.
Can we?
You can?
I can't.
Right.
Of course you can. There you go. See?
Okay. Akos, could we have an artificial...
Yeah. There you go.
Say, do it again.
That's a rock star.
A rock star. All the teeth, shining teeth.
Yes.
Right. Good. The next verse, please.
You say you're happy, then you cry at night. The river of anguish will flow. Rise up and shake off the pain. Let off steam. Let the strength show.
Right. So, a river of anguish, extreme worry, a lot of worries, a lot of pain.
Desperation.
And let off steam to get rid of your worries. But here is a very beautiful expression, river of anguish. It's metaphoric, and you can use this sort of liquid metaphor to express that there's a lot of something. And if you look at your desk, you're going to find word cards over there, and I would like you to hold up your word cards. Kota, what have you got?
A wave of panic.
Wow, what a beautiful expression. A wave of expression. Again, there's some liquid, there's some water
in
it.
Of course.
Can you come up with a nice sentence?
A wave of panic washed over me when I saw him lying there.
What a nice sentence. The wave of panic washed over me. I can't believe it. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's a sea of troubles.
Can you come up with a sentence?
Well, a sea of troubles lies ahead of me.
Or to take arms against a sea of troubles and opposing them, to die or to sleep. This is Hamlet. And what have you got?
A flood of tears. She burst into a flood of tears when she heard the news.
Thank you very much. And the last one?
I have a pool of blood. And for instance, the man hit his head, and now he's lying in a pool of blood.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Very nice expressions, right?
I'm amazed. I'm speechless.
Good. And we have the chorus here. And again, over to you, Akos. Would you be so kind?
Unmask the torturer. Unmask him. Be brave. Unmask the conqueror, the one that turns your life into your grave.
Yes, unmask, to make known something hidden.
To tear off the mask.
Yes, and to make known the truth about something. Right, and that's it. And now we're going to have the chorus. And again,
Akos. Do we bow, boy? Do we bow or do we fight for it? Do we bow, boy? Or do we bow or do we cut them dead?
Cut somebody dead to deliberately ignore somebody, which is very rude, isn't it?
To deliberately ignore
somebody.
Well, if it's your teacher, it's not, but in another way, it is, yes.
There are a lot of people you cut dead?
I don't think so, no.
You don't think so, no.
I'm trying not to be rude.
Okay, so let's enjoy your song now, and we're going to come back what we think about the meaning, about the message of the song. So will you roll the tape, please?
If there's any message, of course.
Cry at night, the river of anguish will flow. heads up, shake up the pain, let off steam, let the strength show, I'm not the torturer, on the mask can be brave, I'm not the conqueror, the one that turns your life into your
Right, so let's talk about the lyrics.
Let's talk about the hairstyles.
You've got a different hairstyle now.
Yeah.
Do we bow boy or do we fight for it? Fight for what? Unmask the torturer. Who is the torturer? Victoria, what do you think about this poem? What do you think it is about?
Kind of in a way when I first read it, because you gave us the words, it's like a bit rhetoric, so at the beginning, it's like the entrance. It's two attitudes towards life opposing each other, and then a question so that everybody realizes what you're talking about. And then it's like a summary. And you say you're happy, then you cry at night. It's the illusion and reality. And then it's kind of a request, unmask the torture. And the whole message is that if we have the opportunity or the strength, we should find who our secret enemies are, who control our lives without us even realizing it.
And who do you think these enemies are? I mean, I think that's the basic question. Because I think I can pinpoint, maybe I'm wrong, and Akos is going to tell me whether I'm wrong or not, but I think I can somehow pinpoint this enemy.
Well, it's I have an idea that it could be the media, basically, who influence our ideas of life.
Very interesting, very interesting point. Victor, what do you think about it?
I don't know, I think we have no real enemies. We have just vague enemies like, I don't know, for instance, hypocrisy or hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
And
because of the artificial smile, that's what.
Yes, the artificial smile. You know, when everything is the copy of the copies, and
nothing is real. Nothing is genuine.
There are no real opinions. And
right. Okay. Kota.
I think it's the most important word is lie, and it's basically constructed around this word. And I think the enemy is this thing, the lies, that affect our lives.
Right. Thank you very much, Saboj.
Yes, I agree that this is a rebellious poem. It's rebellious against conventions, formalities, and everything.
Maybe this is a very important word, I think, conformity, the way all the people live, and this is somehow to keep up your youthful values. Now, I'm turning to you because you might
the
say
thing
that...
The thing is, I'm overwhelmed, you know, and it's if you don't want me to break out in a flood of tears.
That would be very nice. I mean, that would be very nice in the show that Akos bursts out into a flood of tears.
But what is live? Well, all that is true. All what we heard is true. So, obviously you don't want to explain what you write. That's why you write those words, so that you don't have to explain them. Critics are to explain. Writers are to write. So, I wouldn't like to put myself in the position of explaining these words, but you're right, all of you. So it's against hypocrisy. There's a big red good point there.
Thank you very much.
And I'm the teacher.
Also, and also from a, and the good point to you too.
Thank you very much. I
and
appreciate
also
it.
About formality, yes.
Right. Okay. So, what? Yes, we have this flyer or brochure here in English.
It's more of a flyer. Yes.
It's a flyer. What for?
We used to circulate certain written materials about me and my production abroad, and that's the flyer we put the whole thing in.
Right, and this is the self-contained artist, which means that you're independent?
It means you're independent and you're everything. You're a singer, songwriter, producer,
so that's what
and so forth.
Self-contained is.
Yes.
Akhosh, thank you very much for being with
thank
us.
You.
Time has flown, and we're going to listen to the chorus again, because that's the important thing. Do we fight for it? Yes, we do.
Thanks for the invitation.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Halló, jó reggelt, szép Ádám, szép Lakás beszél.
Apuka, elló, verseny érte az összes vagyunkat.
Egy férfi lelkét, csak egy férfi érti meg.
Én már csak értek a férfiakhoz, van éppen elég tapasztalatom.
Nincs nálatok egér?
Prisztikém, mit csinálsz, hogy kikezdtem a fáraóval.
Família Kft. Minden hétköznap délután az M2-n.
Kérem vissza a kutyával!
Nincs itt!
Talán hülyének néznek!
Én akartam, hogy költözzünk össze. Most meg úgy érzem, mintha megfojtana.
Öt másikat is fejbe lőttek. Nem nehéz kitalálni, ki lehetett. Az ő kutyája, benn visszaadom.
Ha hozzám érsz, ledugom az öklömet a torkodon!
McLeod lányai. A következő rész ma este az M2-n.